It's not a big surprise, but this year's pink salmon catches only a fraction of last year's record-setting harvest of 89 million. As of the first week of August, the Southeast harvest this year was an estimated 15 to 16 million pinks. Dan Gray is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Regional Salmon Management Coordinator.
Well, this year certainly isn't last year by a long shot, and we knew that going in. It's an odd year. Our preseason forecast was for a 22 million fish harvest. And it appears that we're going to be doing a little better than that, but it certainly doesn't even compare to last year.
Fish and Game's current in-season projection is for a end-of-season catch of around 30 million. That's the number that federal scientists forecast going into this year. The fleet is fishing two-day openings in midsummer, and the catch during one early August opening topped 4.4 million pinks region-wide. To compare, during last year's record-setting season, the catch per opening was around 8 million fish at this time of year. Gray notes there have been a few surprises this season.
It was a bit of a surprise in that, you know, the early season catches, especially in the southern areas, are pretty high. And what's a little bit confounding here is that we have really low male sex ratios compared to what we normally see, and that might indicate that we're a little advanced on run timing, which means our peak may be, you know, that we think is this week and next week, may be right now. And this thing may fall off the table pretty quickly. But that's, you know, for the moment, speculation.
Managers look at the ratio of male to female salmon showing up in the catch to give them clues about the timing of the run. Bulk of this year's catch has been from districts 1 through 4 around Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan on the southern end of the panhandle. Gray says numbers of pinks returning to streams in the northern panhandle have not been strong.
Yeah, the escapements are below average, I'll say that. And the peak for those is probably in the next couple of weeks. So we're hoping a little weather here this weekend will chase some fish into the creeks and we'll get a better look at what we've got. So really the story on that is not over yet, but it's certainly not producing fish that are, you know, surplus for harvest.
Gray says returns of hatchery chum salmon around the region also have not lived up to expectations this year. Chums typically provide an early shot of fish for the seine fleet. One of the runs is at Hidden Falls on Baranoff Island, operated by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says this year's run at Hidden Falls was a big disappointment.
The run came in at about 40% of expectation. There were only about 238,000 fish caught in the seine fishery, and we collected about 150,000 fish for broodstock. So in total, roughly 435,000 fish or so.
That compares to a run in 2013 of 1.3 million chums. He says a major component of this year's return was missing the four-year-old fish, and Reifenstuhl says that problem showed up elsewhere around the state and does not know what caused it. Seine boats did have some fishing time around Hidden Falls in the early season, but did not have much time in July as Ensara struggled to get enough fish back for broodstock. Ultimately, Hidden Falls did hit its goal for broodstock fish, but problems did not end there. Reifenstuhl says the hatchery initially had problems with low water flows in the early season and not enough oxygen in the water supply. He says they were equipped to help fish past that issue. However, low water in early July turned into flooding in late July with a heavy rainfall that hit the region. And Reifenstuhl says that was too much for a big part of the Hidden Falls run.
We just did a survey, dive survey yesterday, and what we found is that we probably lost 40,000 fish just dropped out because of exhaustion and beating themselves on those high flows. So we did find the fish dead on the bottom within our barrier net area. And so unfortunately, that cuts into how many eggs we can take.
He expects in the end to be able to collect around 130 million eggs from the Hidden Falls fish that were able to make it back to the hatchery alive. They need 160 million for chum releases. The solution could be eggs from other facilities. Otherwise, NCRA's board will have to decide how to spread that shortfall around to different release sites stocked by Hidden Falls eggs. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.